V'kasher meis Yoshua ben Nun, when Yoshua ben Nun was dying, limeid lizik olav shalom, limeid lizkena mash kibel min haperush u'mash hotzi bizmanu min adinim, v'lo nafla olav machlokas. So he taught the zakenim, who were the ones after Yoshua ben Nun, he taught the zakenim everything that he had been mekabel for Moshe Rabbeinu, that were perushim mikubalim, meaning things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had taught Moshe, that everybody agreed on, and there was nothing to discuss because it was explicitly taught by Moshe. So that was one thing that Yehoshua passed on to the Zakenim. He also passed on things that he did not receive from Moshe, but things that during his tenure they learned out using the Midos Shatar Nidreshes by him, the Dinim, those tools that were given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai for analyzing the Torah. Because again, we're going to see in the Rambam that the Rambam is of the opinion that Moshe Rabbeinu did not receive the entire Torah and every single detail. It's true, he did receive all of the mitzvos with the details of those mitzvos. But there are many other halachos. There are many cases that can come up. There could be a clash between mitzvos. There are situations that can arise that there was not necessarily a direct halacha given. And the way that you arrive at that is through the analysis of the Torah, using the Midos Shetor Nidreshes plan. So as those things came up during the tenure of Yoshua, and they arrived at an opinion through analyzing the Torah, and there was no discussion about it. I mean, there was no machlokas. It might have been a discussion, but there was no real machlokas. So he also passed that on. V'asher nafla bo machlokas. And then third, there were things also that came up, but as opposed to everyone agreeing on what the proper analysis is, and by extension, what the proper halacha would be, these were things where a machlokas emerged. But Pasku bo adin al pi rov hazakenim, but they ended up coming to vote, and they ruled, achiram lahatos, they ruled based on the majority, the aleihem. So those are the three things that Yehoshua passed on to the next link in the chain of Mesorah, which is the zakenim, the aleihem. And regarding these zakenim, it says, v'chol yemei hazakenim asher harichu yomim achrei Yehoshua. Plus at the end of Sefer Yehoshua makes reference to the zakenim that lived after Yehoshua passed away. After the Zakenim, they passed it on to the next link in the chain, which were the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im that we're familiar with. Yishayo, Yirmiyo. The Nevi'im lomdu zeh lezeh. The Rambam in his Hakdamah of Mishnah Torah, he actually lists the chain of the Nevi'im one to the next. The ein zman shloisa bo hizbonenus v'chidush ha'inyanim. And there was never a time period when there wasn't hizbonenus, analysis, contemplation, and chidush inyanim. What are these two things, hizbonenus v'chidush ha'inyanim? So it could be that the Rambam, Chiddush HaNyanim, we already said, that new cases arise, new details emerged, situations that had never been dealt with before, that needed the application of the halacha. But what is this hisbonenus? So it could be hisbonenus, and this we're going to see in the Rambam soon as well. The Rambam is of the opinion that many of the things that Moshe Rabbeinu received at Har Sinai, he received it, or at least he transmitted it to Klal Yisrael without the source material. I mean, there were a lot of halachos that they knew, but how to arrive at it? How do you darshan that from the psukim? How do you see that in the psukim? So that they didn't necessarily receive from Moshe Rabbeinu. And a lot of the analysis of Torah Shebaal Peh is trying to reconstruct where the halacha comes from. We know that the din is X, but how do we get there? How do you see that in the psukim? So that might be this hisbonenus, this analysis in order to arrive at the sources for the dinim. Vayuchachme kol dor masimim divrei kodmim ikar. Now here's a very important principle. Each generation would always place the words of the generations that preceded them as ikar, and they would be lomed and be mechadesh further. Vayikarma mikubolim lo nechleku bohem. The words of their predecessors, the earlier generations, things that had either been unanimous, as we saw, everyone agreed to the analysis, or things that they ended up putting to a vote. So those things also became ikar, meaning as the progression of Torah Shebaal Peh continued, so the original things that were ikar, that were set in stone, were the teachings that Moshe Rabbeinu received from Har Sinai. But as the subsequent generations in the Beis Din HaGadol, led by the Nasi, the head of the Beis Din HaGadol, as they would confront new cases and come up with dinim and or vote, and they would decide on things, those things would also join this corpus of material that was Iker, and that was no longer arguable, things that had been set in stone. And this continued Ad Shehegiya Hazman LeAnshei Knesset HaGedola, and this continued until we reached the time period of Anshei Knesset HaGedola, which are Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael Ba'Azariah, Ezra, Sofer, Nehemiah, Mordechai, Zerubbabel. These were all members of the Anshei Knesset HaGedola. The Anshei Knesset HaGedola. So, the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, the Knesset HaGedola, was the Beis Din of Ezra when, during the Shivas Tzion, when they came back to build the second Beis HaMikdash. So the Beis Din HaGadol at that point was unique. Instead of having the normal 71 members, they had 120 members. Some of those were these great Nevi'im, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, Daniel, Ezra, Sofer. These are some of the senior members of this Beis Din. And the Nilvu Le'ilu HaNevi'im HaShlamas Me'ev Esrim Zokin, included besides these were additional that reached the number of 120. Min HaChoresh V'HaMasker V'Domehim. The Choresh and the Masker are literally, it means certain skilled workers. But the Gemara in Gittin learns that it's referring to those who are skilled at Torah study, and it's referenced to great Talmidei Chachamim. Now, usually we use the Choresh and the Masker in reference to Galus Yechaniah. Yechaniah was Melech Yehuda, and Nebuchadnezzar, he didn't just come and destroy the Beis Hamikdash. He first came in order to perhaps quell rebellion, whatever the reasons were. He came and sent Yechaniah the Melech with some of the great Torah scholars into Galus to Babel. He came back 15 years later or so, and that's when he actually destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. Right, Tzidkiyahu at that point is the Melech, but Yechaniah was the Melech at this time and was sent into Galus with the Choresh and the Masker. So the Rambam here says that Golim from the Choresh and the Masker Vidomehen were joined this based it. Now those people who were Gola then, that was 15 years before the destruction, and then there was the destruction, and there was 70 years until the Shivas Tzion, until the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, so that would make these people very old. It could mean that this, he's just using this in reference to a general term to the Chachamim in Bavel during the period between Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni, and they were the ones who made up this Beis Din. In any event, Vizbonanu Gamheim Kasher Asu Akodmim Lahem, and they continued in this process of analysis. Vigozru Gezeros, Anshei Knesset HaGedola is famous for many of the Gezeros that they were Gozer, and they were Hiskinu Takanos. V'achron min ha'chabura, the last member of this group of Anshei Knesset HaGedola, was the Reishis HaChachamim HaNizkar B'Mishnah. He's the first of the Rabbanim that are mentioned in the Mishnah at Shimon HaTzadik. We know that from Pirkei Avos, right, very beginning of Pirkei Avos. Shimon HaTzadik, B'Shari Knesset HaGedola. He was a Kohen Gadol in that generation. V'kasher Yigi Azman Acharehem, after this whole period of Shimon HaTzadik ushers in the period of the Zugos, we then have the Tanoim. And the end of the period of the Tanaim is when we get to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Olav HaShalom. V'haya yachid bedoro, v'echad bizmano. He was unique. He was a yachid bedor. Ish nimtso bo kol hachamudos v'midos tovos. By him you could find all of the best midos tovos. Ad shezocha behem etzel anshei doro lekroso, to the point that they called him Rabbeinu HaKadosh. His name was really Yehuda, but everybody called him Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Hayu b'chachma, b'mayla, b'tachlis, b'tachlisan. He was an absolute chacham. As it says, v'yemos Moshe v'ad Rebbe, lo ra'inu Torah u'gedula b'makom echad. From the times of Moshe Rabbeinu all the way until Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, you never found such brilliance in Torah and such greatness of person, all in the, you know, all encapsulated, all captured in the same person. Almost sounds like he was a Navi, no? Right? These are the prerequisites for being a Navi. He was pious. He was modest. He distanced himself from luxuries. Right? This is the Rambam's second push already for living a little bit more of an austere life. Mishemes Rebbe, when Rebbe died, Rebbe Yehuda HaChassid died, right? Three names for him. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Why do you think he was called Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi? Because he was the Nasi of the Sanhedrin.
He was called Rebbe, and he was called Rabbeinu HaKadosh. They're all the same person. And when he died, Batla Anava Nirashet. To a certain degree, there we lost in the world a certain element of Anava and Yirashet. Okay. He also had an absolute command of the Hebrew language. The Gemara tells us, it's Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, but it appears somewhere else also where in Megillah, maybe in Megillah also, Megillah Pesachim. It appears elsewhere, the Gemara tells us that when the Chachamim got stuck on words, they would go to his servants and ask the servants, the Gemara tells us, and the servants would be familiar with what the words mean because that's the way Rebbe spoke in home. So he spoke with such a regal Hebrew. He spoke with such a fine Hebrew that words in Tanakh that the Chachamim had trouble with, even his servants knew because those were standard words in the house. And this is known in the Gemara, and that's the Gemara that he's referring to. He was a person who had tremendous wealth. He had lots of political connections, probably. The stable boy of Rebbe was Atir min Shavar Malka. Shavar Malka was the Sasanian king. Shavar Malka was the Persian, Sasanian Persian king, where the Amoraim and late Tanaim, early Amoraim lived in Bavel. And it says that Rebbe's stable boy was wealthier even than the king. He had a tremendous influence on all of the Chachamim, and he was Marbitz Torah B'Yisrael, and he came along and he was Osef, all of the Halachos, and all the Divrei Chachamim, and all of the Machlokos from Moshe Rabbeinu until his day. He was part of the chain. He collected all of them. We know that this is how he eventually turned it into the Mishnah, but he said, I need to collect everything. And he was one of the chain in the Mesorah. If you look in the Rambam and his Hakdama to Mishnah Torah, which he did write in Hebrew, as opposed to this, which he wrote in Arabic. So there he tells you the entire chain from Moshe Rabbeinu until the end of the Amoraim. It's really an amazing thing. You have to realize it's a big inspirational, I think. It's a musar, it's an inspirational. We know when you sit down at your desk this evening and you chazer bava kama, you have to realize that you're looking at the same words that your grandfather, your great-grandfather, your great-great-great-grandfather, going back so many generations, just within your family, sat over those words. Okay, if your father, your grandfather aren't so strong, okay, so your great-grandfather, your great-great-grandfather, but you go back a bunch of generations, and certainly when we start going back to the Tkuf of the Tanoim, the Rishonim, the later, early Achronim, the Rishonim, they sat over these words, and we have to realize that we're part of a chain. It's an amazing thing. You know, Pesach is coming up. I don't remember the exact number, but it's really a fascinating stat. You know, when I was a kid growing up, let's say, I'll pick a year, when I was 8 years old, so I sat at a Seder with my grandfather. My grandfather at that time was probably around 76 or so. So I sat at a Seder with him. Now, he was from Russia. So he was born in America, but his family was originally from Russia or Belarus, I'm not sure exactly. But now let's go back to when he was 8 years old and he sat at a Seder with his grandfather. So we've got my Seder when I'm eight, and then we'll do my grandfather's Seder when he was eight, that's two. And then we'll go back to when his grandfather was eight and sat with his grandfather. Guess how many Seders we have to go back in order to get to Yetzias Mitzrayim? It's an amazing thing. It's something like 65, 66 Seders. That's it. It's not a tremendous number. My Seder, my grandfather's Seder when he was a kid, his grandfather's Seder when he was a kid, 65 Seders back and you're at the Seder in Mitzrayim when they're leaving Mitzrayim, 67, 68 Seders. That's how many years we're talking about. So we're part of an illustrious chain. And here the Rambam tells us that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, he himself was one of the Mekablim. He was Mekabel from his father, Shimon, and his father, and Shimon was Mekabel from his father, Gamliel, and he from his father, Shimon, and he from his father, Gamliel HaZaken, and he from Shimon, and he from Hillel, and Hillel from Shmaya Avtalion, and they received it from Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shetach, and they got it from Yoshua ben Prachya and Nitai Ha'arbeli, and they got it from Yossi ben Yoezer, Ishtreda, and Yossi ben Yochanan, and they got it from Antigonus Isocho, and he got it from Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik learned by Ezra, because he was part of the Anshei Knesset Gedola. And Ezra got it from his Rebbe Baruch ben Neriah, and Baruch ben Neriah learned by Yirmiyo, and then Yirmiyo, Chen Kivo Yirmiyo, Bli Safek, Me'asher Kadmum, and Nevi'im, and Yirmiyo got it from the whole chain of the Nevi'im. I told you that if you look in this Hakdama to Mishnah, to the Rambam, to Mishnah Torah, there he goes Yirmiyo, and he goes back. He tells you exactly who Yirmiyo got it from. And they got it from the Zakenim, Navi Mipi Navi, Ara Zakenim, and Mekaba Mipi Yosha, Uabin Nun, Hu Mipi Moshe. I can tell you, and that means that you can tell yourself, I can tell you my Mesorah chain all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. And you can also, because you get it from me. Okay, Abaye, you learn by me. Or we learn together, I would rather say. I don't like to say you learn by me. We learn together. And I learned from a few Rebbeim, Tversky, Schachter, and I know who their Rebbeim were, and I know who their Rebbeim were, and I know who their Rebbeim were. I'll send it to you. I have a document. I'm going to send it to you, Mirz Hashem, in the group. You will see every generation from me, or from you, really, until Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay. The Kasher Kolo Hadeos V'Hadvarim, when he successfully collected all of the different opinions, Heichal Lechaber HaMishnah, he started to write the Mishnah. She Kolos Perish Kol Mitzvos HaKesubos B'Torah, which is an attempt to explain every mitzvah that's in the Torah. And what did he collect? If we wanted to figure out what was the material that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was putting into his Mishnah. So the answer is as follows. There were the Kabbalos Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. There were the things that were received from Moshe Rabbeinu. There was no machlokas about that, because that was accepted from Moshe Rabbeinu, from Hashem. So that Priyetz Hadar means an Esrog. That was it. So we got that from Moshe. There's nothing to talk about. And then there were Deos Hotzion B'derach Hasfar B'in Aleim Machlokas. Then there were the things that they analyzed the Torah using the Midosh HaTorah and the Dreshes Bohem. And there was no machlokas about them. So that's another group of things that we're talking about that were passed on. And then there are the Deos Shenafalim Aleim Machlokas, Ben Shtei Asfaros V'Kosav Osam B'Machlokosim. And then there were things that actually emerged as Machloksim. And Rabbi Yehuda Anasi would write them as a Machlokas. Ploni Omer Kach, Uploni Omer Kach. V'Yafilei Echad Cholek Al Rabim. And even if it was a Yachid versus Rabim, and we obviously paskin like the Rabim, many times Rabbi Yehuda Anasi still wrote Divrei Echad, for Divrei Rabim. He still wrote the opinion that we don't paskin like. And you see that in Mishnah all the time. The Mishnah will tell us an opinion. It'll tell us a Das Yachid. We don't paskin like the Das Yachid, but it's still in the Mishnah. Why did he do that? So the Rambam says, Nasa Davrahu Lin Yanam Olim Ma'od Bin Iskru B'Mishnah Be'edius. He says it's very important why he did that. And they're mentioned in the Mishnah Be'edius, and I'll tell you right now. He says, but before I tell you that, I need to first tell you about Achrei Ikar Gadol Re'isi L'Zachro. I have to first teach you a very important principle, and then I'll relate back to this. And that is as follows. Yuchal Adam Lomar Imhein Perushe Torah Kfi Asher Yasadnu Mikubalam Min Pi Moshe K'Moshe Amarnu Min Divrayim. If it's true that we have things that we got from Moshe Rabbeinu, as we've been saying, Kol HaTorah Kolosehu Upratosehu V'Dikdukeh Misinai, that we got the mitzvos and their details from Sinai, how come we find this term halacha moshe misinai? Isn't everything halacha moshe misinai? And this is very important. You have to know what this means. V'hu, that there are something called perushim mikubalim mipi moshe, k'mo shamarnu midivrehim. There are things that are called perushim mikubalim. You should write this down. Category number one, perushim mikubalim mipi moshe. Regarding these things, ein machlokas ben bishum panim. There is no machlokas about them. Those we got from Moshe Rabbeinu. Shaharei me'oz yad'ata lo matzano machlokas shanaflu bizman min azmanim We never found a machlokas regarding these things from the times of Moshe until Rav Ashi. There's nobody who says that hamotzi ein chavero, that if you poke out your friend's eye, yotziu es eno, that we're mamish going to take out your eye. Oh, but the Torah says ayin tachas ayin, ayin ba ayin. And the other will say, no, no, it's kofar bilvat shechayav lotes. You pay. It's a kofar payment. You don't actually take out the guy's eye. We don't find a machlokas like that ever. There's no machlokas that one says it's an esrog and one says it's a chabushim, which I think are like kumquats or something, or a rimon. There's no machlokas that, you know, the Torah doesn't say esrog, it says priyatadar. So one opinion says esrog, one opinion says pomegranate. No machlokas like that. Because these are perushim mekubalim. Moshe Rabbeinu was told, priyatadar, Hashem said that's called an ethrog. And that was it. There was no machlokas after that. There's also no machlokas what an eitz avos is. It's a hadas. And no one ever argued that it's a prune tree or that it's a cedar tree. It's a hadas. Or an oak tree. Everyone agrees it's kofar. That pasuk, even though it says a bas kohen who is mizaneh, she gets burned, that's only if she's married. It doesn't mean that if she sleeps around and she's not married. That she gets skila. Everyone agrees that the psukim regarding a woman who gets skila is a naira humurasa, that it's a naira, and that she has to be married, and it has to be after kiddushin, before eris, before nisuin. All those details, everyone agrees to that. There's no machloksim about that. Something I point out all the time when we're discussing the Masorah, when we're having debates about what we do know, what we don't know, you have to realize much of the details we know, even though the Gemara is filled with analysis, you have to realize that most of the basic things everyone is agreeing on. Many of the machloksim are about minutia. Many of the machloksim are about freak cases. Many of the mitzvos, a machlokas b'hem. These are all what we call perushim mekubalim mipi Moshe. This is our first category of Torah Shebaal Peh. The aleihem, the aldomeihem, and regarding this is what the Torah means when it says, kol haTorah was nemru kloloseha protoseha v'diktukeha misinai. Aval, afa pishem mekubalim, mei machlokas b'hem. Now, even though these things were received and there's no machloksim, harehi michochma satorah nesuna lanu shenucha lohotz mimenu elu haperushim b'derech b'darkei asfaros. But if we sit and analyze the text of the Torah, and we use the Mido Shatorah Nidreshes b'hem, and we use our minds, sparas, and asmachtos, and rayos, and remazim, hamitzuim b'mikra, you're able to, all of those things will help you arrive at these dinim in the Torah. Meaning, it's true, an esrog is a priyat hadar. But you know what? The Gemara gives drushes of how you know it's priyat hadar refers to an esrog. There's ways to arrive at the conclusion, but this is something that a lot of people don't realize. A lot of the machloksim and discussions in the Gemara are working backwards. They already knew the din. We already know, let's just give the example I said before, that chametz is usser at chatzos. That's when chametz really becomes usser. Chatzos of Erev Pesach. That, let's say, was mekubal mipi Moshe from Hashem. How do you arrive at that? Okay, we have a machlokes. Is it from this drush? Is it from that drush? That's because that's what Chazal were doing a lot of times. They were using the tools in order to arrive at the dinim that they already knew. You see them analyzing and arguing and bringing rayas one against the other. Like, for instance, it says regarding a priyat hadar. Gemara asks, oh, maybe it's a rimon, says the Rambam. It doesn't really mean they think it's a rimon. They know it's an esrog, but they're analyzing. Oh, maybe it's rimon, maybe it's chabushim. Sorry, we don't... So they ask these questions, but then they end up saying, no, but I have a raya. How do I know priya tzadah is referring to an esrog? Because it's an eitz, shatam eitzo, upirio, or shavin. Or it says prihadar, bi'ilanos mishana l'shana. Or prihadar al komayim. These are all rayos. They're not bringing them because they had unclarity. They had a suffix. Nishtabesh aleihem. They weren't sure. Is it really an esrog? And they needed these rayas to prove it was an esrog. Ad shenodeh lahem meharayos. Until they know from these rayas that that's what we're referring to. No, that's not why they're bringing these things. Why are they bringing these drushas? Because they're trying to arrive through their analysis, they're trying to arrive at the din that they already knew.
We see that everyone always took an esrog. They argued about, is there a way to arrive at this conclusion using the mito shatran adreshes? That's what they argued about. So we mentioned also that we read this v'chol domelo shu noegal ikra zeh v'zeh inyan mash amru kolo sehu proteha ratzalomar. Here he's going to say his chiddush again. Ha inyanim shenucha lohutziyam bechalal uprat ubishar yudgim amidos v'hei mikubalim in pi Moshe misinai v'kulam afal pi shei mikubalim in pi Moshe lo nemar behem alach l'mosh misinai she'en lomar pri etadar hu esro kalach l'mosh misinai. So when we say klal oseu proteha, that's the idea that we got the midos hatorah nedreshes bohem. So those are the things that we're able to learn out using the midos hatorah nedreshes bohem, and we got them from Moshe. But that's not what we call halacha Moshe Misinai. There's something else called halacha Moshe Misinai. Shekvar nizbaril lanu. Because the Perushim Mikubalim, we got them from Moshe, but we could also learn them out through analysis of the Torah. Says the Rambam, what is Halacha Moshe Misinai? Halacha Moshe Misinai are the things that Shmuel, let's just mention his name. Remind us his name?
It was Shalom Halevi ben Shmuel.
Okay, so Shalom Halevi ben Shmuel. The learning should be a Aliyas Neshama. Yeah. So the Rambam here says he was a Chabadsker, Shmuel?
Yeah, he was.
Okay, so that's his thing, because they're big Rambam fans.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, big time. The Rebbe was very into learning Rambam every day.
Yeah.
You were about to say something about him?
Well, no. Yeah.
Okay. Ubishvil zeh kishamru shiurin halacha Moshe Misinai. We all know there's the Gemara in Sukkot that says that shiurim, the shear for things, kazayas, kibetza, all of these things. So all of those are halacha Moshe Misinai. So actually, before we get to this point, so let's just say what he clarified. What he clarified for us is halacha Moshe Misinai and perushim mikubalim are all things that we got at Sinai. They're all things we got at Sinai. So what's the difference between them? Perushim mikubalim are things that we're able to learn out on our own also. We got it from Sinai, but we can reconstruct it and get to the same conclusion by analyzing the Torah, as opposed to halacha Moshe Misinai. Halacha Moshe Misinai are things that we cannot arrive at them through analysis. There are things that we need to receive them, and there's no hint to them in the Torah. They're just kabbalos. Ubishvil zeh kishamarnu shiur halacha Moshe Misinai hikshu aleinu. He says, that's the pshat in the Gemara over there. When the Gemara says that shiurim are halacha Moshe Misinai, the Gemara right away says, what do you mean? Don't we have a marker for them? The pasuk of Eretz Chita Seora, all of the Shiva Saminim, the Gemara darshins, each one is a hint to a different shiur in Torah, different shiur in shiurim. So
He says that's really the omek of the Gemara there. How can you tell me that Shurim are halach l'moshmi Sinai? Hooray, we can learn them out from a pasuk. And the tshuva is that it's halach l'moshmi Sinai. V'ein l'shur an ikar l'hotzi yosami derech sfara. V'ein l'am remez b'chol ha-Torah. Because you really can't learn them out from the Torah. Aval nismicha zos ha-mitzvah l'zeh pasuk l'simin k'dei sh'nei d'v'niskar v'einu me'inyin ha-kasuk. That pasuk is really just used as a mnemonic device. We want to remember Kazayas, so we learn it out from the Zayas in the pasuk, and we learn out different things. There's different things in that pasuk. Okay, Grogeres is going to be another shir. We find hints. Saora. So we learn out hints from that pasuk, but we're not learning the mocker from there. Meaning if we didn't know the shirim, we never could have arrived at it on our own by analyzing that pasuk. That pasuk is purely a mnemonic device. Yisrael, did you have a question? Or you were just like going like that? Yisrael Leibowitz. You were just doing that. Okay, you didn't even realize you were doing that. You don't know what I'm talking about. Okay. So what do we got here? And that's the Rambam says. That's what it means when the Gemara says, oh, it's just an asmachta. Whenever it mentions that, it says, oh, it's just an asmachta. It means it's a mnemonic device. It doesn't mean we're actually learning that's pshat in the pasuk. We're about to fly. Zach, this is the part you were looking for. The Rambam says, now that I just told you what halacha moshmi Sinai is, i.e. something we got from Moshe and there's no hint to it in the pasuk, and there's no machlokas about it, because it and Perush Mekubalim are the same thing. Perush Mekubalim we got from Moshe, there's no machlokas about them. Halacha moshmi Sinai we got from Moshe, there's no machlokas about them. The only difference is what? That Perush Mekubalim, we could theoretically arrive at them through analysis of the psukim, as opposed to halacha moshmi Sinai. So, says the Rambam, since I'm talking about halacha moshmi Sinai, I'm going to now tell you all of, or basically all the halacha moshmi Sinai that I can remember. So he says, ani echlo bekan rov hadinim. I'll try to give you most of the dinim, just so you can get an idea of them, of what's halacha moshmi Sinai. V'yefshur she'akol, it could be, I don't remember, it could be I'm telling you all of them. I'm going to try to tell you all of them right now. V'yizbor lecha amitas ma shamarti, you'll see what I mean. She'ein mehem afilu echad shotzio b'derech sfara. As I mentioned, all these sfaras, and you're going to be thinking about all of Shas, so you'll realize that there's never a mucker brought for these things. You can't learn these things out from a mucker. V'yefshur l'smochos el apasuk, ela al derech asmachta. The only time it is connected to a pasuk is going to be when there's an asmachta, when it's learned out as a mnemonic, but it's not really the mucker. You're not going to be able to think of a single sugya that is going to analyze and arrive at makoros for these things. Rather, we got all of them from Moshe. Kamoshe tzivo so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us. So let me tell you them. Chatzi lug shemen for a toda. Revia shemen for a nazir. 11 days between status of Nida. Once you're a Nida, then you have 11 days where if you see blood, you're not a Nida. Those are all halach mashmi Sinai. Good, gurasik, mechitza, lovud, dofenakuma, right? Sugya, sukkah stuff, halach mashmi Sinai. Shiurin, chatzitzin, mechitzin, all those halach mashmi Sinai. Tzfilin al aklaf, mezuzah, al duchtustus, sefer Torah has to be written on gvil, all those halach mashmi Sinai. You will never find a sugya learning that out from a pasuk. And if you do, it's just a mnemonic device to remember it. It's not really the mucker. We only know these things because Moshe brought them down. Shin shel tefillin. Now, a lot of the Perushim Mekubalim, which again, we also got from Moshe, you don't think of them in the same category because you know that the Gemara learns them out. And that's because a lot of what Shas is reconstructing halacha, reconstructing the dinim that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us from Hashem. Shin shel tefillin, kesher shel tefillin, ritsuo shchoros. The shin on the tefillin, how to tie the knot, the ritsuos, that they have to be black, the fact that they have to be square, the ma'avarta, which is the piece on the tefillin that the strap goes through. All of these things, halach moshmi Sinai. Nichrachos b'sairin v'nitfaros b'gidin, the fact that they have to be stitched with certain types of materials, All of that, Alech Meshmi Sinai. Kosin Sefer Torah B'diyo, Umisurgol, that's all Alech Meshmi Sinai. Chusa Mi Bashal Hashanam Eim B'yosta B'ya, how do we know that a girl under three, that her B'ya is not considered B'ya Alpi Alacha, Alech Meshmi Sinai. Osa Sadeh Shnei Mine Chitin, Oson Goran Achas, Noson Pea Achas, Shnei Gronos, Noson Shnei Peos, all of these sugyas, Alech Meshmi Sinai. Zrone Gitin, Gina Shein Echoin with Starfin. Again, more dinin having to do with dine zroim. Echad me'asim v'arba b'nofel l'soch beisa. Halach meshmi say eser netios mefuzaros l'beisa. That you probably have seen. That comes up every once in a while. Choshen kol beisa b'shvilon. Halach meshmi sinai. That fact that you're choshen kol beisa because of the eser netios mefuzaros in a beisa. Egal shel devela shenitma miktsaso. Tormin min atahor. Sugi and Kudshim in Tumah Betar, excuse me. You have an eagle of Devela, of the figs, and it gets Tameh. You can be Toreim from the Tahor, whatever, also Zeram Sugya. Halach Meshmi Sinai. Hachazin Roe Mehechan Atinokos Koran Halach Meshmi Sinai. Isha Chogeres Bisinar Bein Milafanem Halach Meshmi Sinai. Bechule Bechule. Biyayin Hitiru La'arev Kasha Berach Halach Meshmi Sinai. Amonu Moav Ma'asrin Meiser Ani Bishvias Halach Meshmi Sinai. Whenever you see one of these halachos, when this comes up, you'll see it. So you'll know that that is a and now you know what it is. Period. So what the reason why I'm bringing this all up is because Zach made the ha'ara, I believe it was Zach, that what about the sugya of Chatzi Nezek Tzoros. We just read the whole list, and you'll notice that the Rambam did not bring that down. There's a tshuva from the Chabas Yair, a famous tshuva from the Chabas Yair, where he brings down many, many Halachos Meshmi Sinai that the Rambam forgot. Now, you're thinking to yourself, if he remembered Esri Netios Mefuzaros LeBeisa, Charshin Kol Beisa B'Shvilon, how did he not remember Chatzi Nezek Tzoros? I mean, it's Bava Kama, it's the beginning of Bava Kama. So Ella, So the Chabas Yari asks a big kasha, how can the Rambam say, I think I got all of them, and then he left out that, and he left out other ones that are seemingly obvious. So there are those who argue, most notably the Netziv, that the Rambam learns that those are not Halachos Meshmi Sinai. What do you mean they're not Halachos Meshmi Sinai? The Gemara calls them Halachos Meshmi Sinai. The Gemara in general calls them Hilchasa Gemirila. And the Netziv argues that Hilchasa Gemirila means it's a halacha that they learned out and they paskined on. It's referring to the Sanhedrin, and it's referring to a different category of halacha. It's referring to dinim that they learned out using the midos shatar nidreshes by him. And then they had a machlokas about it. They were nimnu v'gomru, which means that they called a vote. That's why it's called hilchasa halacha gemirila, which we thought meant that was learned from Moshe. He says, no, that was paskindan. That's what it means. Nimnu v'gomru. So that's how the Rambam learns. So what the Rambam's about to do, and I just, before I take your question, Zach, one second. So the Rambam is now going to summarize and say, okay, so now when all the dust settles, Lafikach hayuchelke hadinin hamiyusadim b'tora al ikara ma'ele shekdamnu nechleku l'chamisha chalakim. He says, I think I can summarize and say that there are five categories of dinin. Chelek Harishon, Perushim Mikubalim. This is like classic stuff. You need to know this. Perushim Mikubalim Ipi Moshe. Yesh Lahem Remez Bekasuv. They have a way to be learned out in the Pasuk. The Efshalotziyim Bederach Sfara. You can use the analysis and arrive at them. The Ein Ben Machlokes. Aval Kish Yomer Echad Kach Kabalti Ein Ledabrilav. And if someone says, listen, I have a Mesorah for my Rebbe, Machom Moshe Sinai. Excuse me, Perushim Mekubalim. That's it. That's the end of the Machlokas. There's nothing to argue about. The din is true. That's Chelek HaRishon. Chelek Sheini. Dinim Shnem Rubem Halachos Meshmi Sinai. Dinim that we say about them, and it's Halachos Meshmi Sinai. The Ein Rayos Aleihem. You can't prove them from the Pasuk. Vizek Kimochen Ein Cholek Lav. And this, just like Perushim Mekubalim, there's no Machlokas. We got the first two categories down. Correct, Jonah? Good. Category number three, I'm just going to start it and then I'll take your question, Zach. Dinim shotsiu al derech svara. These are dinim that were learned out through analysis. Vinoflu ba machlokes. And there are machloksim about them. Kamosh zacharnu. And many times, nifsa kadimba al pi rov. Halacha was paskin based on rov. Vize yikre. Kishi yitna ha'iyun. Kishi yishtana ha'iyun. And that's common for there to be machloksim about analysis if people have different minds and they analyze things differently. You ever have a machlokas with your chavrusa and like you just think like he is like totally coming from left field. He's totally wrong. Doesn't make any sense what he's saying. And your chavrusa thinks the same thing about what you're saying. How does that happen? Because people's minds are different and their analysis is different. Nekach omrum, and that's why we find the Gemara. They'll say, im alacha nikabel. V'im ledin yesh tshuva. You ever see that in the Gemara? Gemara says, basically, if it's a Kabbalah, meaning if it's one of the first two categories, im Kabbalah, nikabel, I'll accept what you say and I'll back off. Because if it's a perish ha-mekubal, so I'm not going to argue with you. But im ledin, if it's something that's learned out through analysis, yesh tshuva. Then I have a response to what you're saying. And they had machloksim about things that they didn't know. That means there's a lot of Torah out there that was not given at Sinai. They didn't have it. And you find many times the Gemara says, why are they arguing? And the Gemara will respond and say, you know, Mar Savar this and Mar Savar that. What's going on here? They're giving us the background of why they came to different conclusions. The Omrim, Bimai Kamifligi, My Time of Dure Ploni, O My Beinaihu, they may be, so I'll in Zeb, Barov Mikomos, Vizokhar Matam, Gorim Lamachlokas. Now mention why they're having a Machlokas. Kigon Shiomru, Rebbe Ploni, Machsik Taina Plonis, Uploni, Machsik Taina Plonis, Vichedomelo. And they'll tell you, this one holds this one and says this. Okay, we're about to get to a very important line, so go ahead, Zach.
I don't understand how to read the Gemara in Sukkah, where it said the Rava was Halach Lemesh Misinai, and then one line above it says Hilcha Sukkah Mirla.
How would the Rambam learn that, you're saying?
Yeah, according to Nasiv. Doesn't make sense.
Okay, so we'll
if it's Halach Lemesh Misinai, all of the dinim have been learned out from it, so how can they learn out two dinim from Hilcha Sukkah Mirla?
Say it again, if what?
If all dinim are learned out from Halach Lemesh Misinai to Avarava, how could they learn out two dinim from
one? Not everything's learned out from Halach Lemesh. Some things are Halach Lemesh Misinai, some things are Perishim Mekubalim, and some things are because of analysis.
The Gemara says that Arava is Halach Lemesh Misinai.
What Rava says is Halach Lemesh Misinai, it says? Okay.
Arava within in Sukkah is Halach Lemesh Misinai. And one line above, it says that the Rabbanan learned out something, Hilcha Sukkah Mirla. So how can you have two different things?
You sent me this mukha, right?
Yeah, I put it on the group.
Rabbi, even better. The Gemara uses the Hilcha Sukkah Mirla as its araya that it's Halacha Lemesh Misinai.
Are you referring to the same Gemara as him?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to take a look, and I'll try to respond. I owe you a response anyway, Zach. So I'll respond to both things.
Okay.
Okay, so back to the Rambam. This is a very famous line. Ava mi shiachshov shadinim shenechlekin bohem kimocha kach mekubal mipi Moshe. There are those people who think that when there's a machlokas out there, it's really that halacha they also got at Sinai. V'choshvim shenafla machlokas miderech tos halachos. And they think that the reason there's a machlokas is because a mistake was made. One guy got it right and one guy got it wrong. One guy has the right Masorah, one guy has the wrong Masorah. He thinks that, listen, Rava and Abaye, it's very simple. Rava paid attention well in Shir, and Abaye didn't pay attention well in Shir. So Rava got it right, and Abaye got it mixed up. And they bring a Raya, because the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Mishirabu Tamide Shammai V'Hillel. When the Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel, when there became many of them, Shlo Shimshu Kol Tzarka, and many of them that were not learning with enough intensity, they weren't Mishamesh, their Rebbeim, well enough, Robsa machlokas b'Yisrael, that increased machloksim. Venasis Torah kishtei toros. And the Torah became like two Torahs. That's their raya. Sounds like a good raya. It sounds like machlokas because people were not learning well. So says the Rambam, Zeh hadavar meguna ma'od. This is a horrible thing to say. V'hu divrei mi she'en lo secha. This is someone who has no brain who says such a thing. V'ein biyado ikrim. And he doesn't have the background information. He doesn't know the yesodos. And it's pogem be'anashim ashen eskabu me'am mitzvos. And it's an attack on the Mesorah. V'chol ze shav u'botel. And it's just ridiculous. The reason why they came to such a ridiculous perspective is because of mir hastaklus b'divrei chachamim hanimtsoim b'talmud. It's because they didn't analyze well enough the Gemara. Shem matzo shekol ha'perish mekubal b'moshu emes v'lo nosnu hefresh b'nei ikara mekubal b'nei toldos inyam shiotzio sambiyun. They never learned my haftama, the perish mishnayis. They never learn the chiluk that I just made to you. They assume that everything is either a perish mekubal or a locha moshe misina. And therefore they said, okay, there must be a breakdown now in the transmission of the perish mekubalim. They don't realize that there's a whole other category. And you go to an average person, you say to him, what do we get at Sinai? And they'll tell you, we get everything. Everything, says the Rambam. That means you don't understand properly because we didn't get everything. Because if we got everything, then why do we have machloksim? You think there was a breakdown in the tradition? You think you're being very firm by saying we got everything? You're actually not being very firm. Because that means you're saying that our Mesorah has a breakdown in what we have today. Who says it's the truth? He says, no, the reason why there's machloksim is not because it was a breakdown in the Mesorah. The reason that there's machloksim, now, by the way, I just want to make it clear. When I have a machlokas with you about something, it could very well be it's because one of us didn't learn seriously enough. You and I are not yet, either of us, zoche, to be the Ma'atike HaShmua. We're not, you know, Elia Kohen, Yirmiyahu Anavi, Rava, Abaye. Now, I don't know at what point, that's why I stopped nice and early in history. I don't know what point that changes. But certainly the Rambam says, certainly when we're talking about Chazal were transmitters, and it is an affront to say that they transmitted things incorrectly. The reason they have machloksim is because they're commenting on things that they didn't have a Mesorah on. The Chumash says that a short time pays chatzin ezek. That's what God said. Apparently, well, again, not talking about chatzin ezek tzaros, regular chatzin ezek. So we have a machlokas. Is chatzin ezek mamona or is it kenas? So the Rambam would seemingly maintain that that was not said at Sinai. At Sinai, we were told you pay chatzin ezek, the Seder. But we were not told why you pay chatzin ezek, what kind of payment that is. That was something that the Chachamim had to analyze, and that's why they came to different conclusions. Now he's going to go to a very specific example. We're told, Machlokas Beishamai and Beisilo, V'chabdin es abayis v'yachakach notlin liyadayim. That first you clean the table, and then you wash your hands to bench. Another one holds, no, first you wash your hands, and then you're mechabed, then you clean. You're going to say, now wait a second. How can I have a machlokas about this? It must be one of them got the correct message of what God said, and one of them didn't. She says, no. It's because they have a machlokas about something else. Hashem did not say at Sinai, which one of these things you do first. But they had a machlokas. Are you allowed to be mishamish? Are you allowed to use an amaretz? Or are you not allowed to? We're not getting into the details now of how that impacts that machlokas. But the point is that there's a spara that they're arguing over. It's not because they had a machlokas of what God said. So to any machlokas that's similar to this. Okay, but I still have to answer them. So then what does it mean? Mishirabu Talmidei, Shammai V'Hillel, Shloshim Shokol Tzarkon, Rav Zemach Lokas B'Yisrael. What does that mean then? That when their talmidim increased and they didn't learn seriously enough, or they weren't mishamish the rebbeim enough, it increased machlokas. In zem revuar shakol beis anashim biyosim shavim b'seichel be'ian. This is obvious what it means. When you have two people who are exactly equal in brain power, ubi yediyas ikarim, they got the exact same education and their minds work exactly the same way. Shiyotzio mehem svaros lo tibul b'neim machlokas. Then they're not going to get a machlokas. They're not going to argue if they have the same exact brain power, same exact perspective, and we're learned all the same background information. Because if they're thinking straight, they're going to come to the same conclusion. And if there is a machlokas, it'll be very rare. And that's why Shammai and Hillel don't actually argue about so many things. Because Shammai and Hillel were both very serious, very smart, received similar training, and therefore they came to many of the same conclusions. Their minds were similar. The background information they had was similar. But when their seriousness of learning decreased, their shkeda, their commitment and their hasmada, the nechlecha svarasam, Neged Svaras, Hillel v'Shammai, what does this line mean? And their intellect weakened in compared to Hillel and Shammai. There's a gentleman who wrote a book where he argues that the Rambam denies the principle of Yuridus Hadoros, professor. And when I was in YU, so I wrote him an email and I quoted to him this line from the Rambam. Because it sounds like right here in the Rambam is suggesting that part of the reason why they were, A, it's because Rav Sashkeda Satim Meidam Ala Chachma, and B, Nechlisha Svarasa, which I thought perhaps suggests means that their intellect weakened. They weren't as smart. They weren't as advanced as their Rebbeim. And that's why dafka by them, lots of machlokim started to emerge. Because each one would argue based on his intellect. And what was his, what he had from background teachings. And we don't have to blame them. They're not like they're bad guys for this. We don't expect two people who are arguing in Iyum Pinchas. We don't expect them to have the same intellect as Yoshua and Pinchas. Why not? Because Yoshua and Pinchas were many generations before. They were much smarter. Ritas Hadoros. So we don't expect them to have the same. Now you could argue with me and say, no, what it means is that they don't have the same background information. They don't have the same access. Because Pinchas and Yoshua were much earlier. But he's been very careful to make a chiluk between Seichel and the material that they had. The Ikarim, that's how he refers to it. The Seichel and the Ikarim that they had. Hashem doesn't command me to be like Shammai and Hillel. He expects me to be as best as I can be. Therefore, if I'm going to end up getting into lachs of machloksim because my intellect and my background and my knowledge is less, okay, so be it. I'm not bad for that. But you have to realize that's why there's a lot more unclarity. Our mitzvah is always to listen to the chachamim of our door. Ela shofet asher yeb yom mahem, right? It says you should go to the person in your generation. V'aladrochim ha'elu naflu ha'machlokas. And this is why there's machlokas. Lo mitnei shito ba'alachos, u'shehechad omer emes v'asheni sheker. It's not because one's right and one's wrong. One has the right mesorah, one has the wrong mesorah. Uma ma'od mivur inyin zeh l'chol ha'maskil bo, ha'mastakil bo. And this is just very obvious for anyone who really looks into the issue. Uma yokar v'gadol zeh ha'ikar b'mitzvos. This is such a very important principle when it comes to mitzvos. Okay, we have 4 minutes. I'm going to try to rush through very quickly. I want to finish off Chelek Revi and Chelek Chamishi. I know it's impossible. Let me just try. Chelek Revi, Hema Gzeirah Shatiknu Neviim VeChachamim B'Chol Dor B'Dor. The fourth category is the gzeros that the Nevi'im and the Chachamim were misakin in every door. Kedei laso siag v'torah. Gzeira is there in order to prevent a problem from happening. It's a siag. I don't want something bad to happen, so I make a gzeira. And regarding them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded, and he said, "Ushmartim es mishmarti." This is quoted by Rabbeinu Yonah in the very beginning of Perkei Avos, of "Ushmartim es mishmarti," also siag v'torah. Ubabo akabala asu mishmeres the mishmati. The chachamim yikro some gezeros. They're called gezeros. Ulefamim tipo be machlokas the fish chacham. The fi chacham shu oser kach ne kach. Lo yaskim olav chacham acher. A lot of times you have machlokas about them because it could be someone thinks it's justified to make the gezero and someone else thinks it's not. Fizeharbe betalmud shomim Rebbe Ploni gazar came mishum kach the kach. Rebbe Ploni lo gazar. This person was gozer, this person wasn't. This is another reason why we have machloksim. We have machloksim about dinei derabanan. Is it justified to make a din derabanan or is it not? Shari baser of b'cholav, who gzeir mid-derabanan. As you know, chicken, meat, and milk is only derabanan. Kedei l'hach min averas. You don't end up eating regular meat and milk. V'lo nasir b'torah el baser behema b'chaya. Aval asru chachamim baser of, kedei l'hach min eser. And therefore, Yesh Rami Shalo Yixar Gezeirazu. Shuv Yossi Aglila was Matir. Very famous Shita, Yossi Aglili. He was Matir, chicken and milk. He didn't accept the Gezeira. V'chol Anshe Iro Hayochlan also. And his whole city, Rav Yossi Aglili's whole city, was eating chicken cheeseburgers. Kaboshin is Parse, in B'talmud. It was told in the Gemara and Shabbos. Ukishatipo Askamal Achas Min Gezeiras Ein Cholik Aleb B'Shem Panim. Now, obviously, if they came to a consensus and everyone accepted a gezeira, so then you can't argue with it anymore because it was accepted. Because she poshet isur b'chol Yisrael, and certainly when all of Klal Yisrael accepts it, ein lachlok al gezeira hu. Afilu anevi'im ba'atzim lo yirishan levatel osa. And at that point, even nevi'im were, and the great chachamim were not able to levatel it. And that's what we're told in the Talmud. Shal yo zochel etov lo yochel levatel echad b'shmon asur dvarim shegozer b'sham and b'silo. B'sham and b'silo were gozer 18 gezeiros. And even if Eliyahu and Abi would appear, he's not able to uproot it. They view Tamalzel lefish Isurin Pashat b'chol Yisrael. And the Gemara says, you know why? Because everyone accepted the Isser. Okay, so we saw four things: Perushim Mekubalim, Diraisas, able to learn them out in the Pesukim. No machlokas about them. Number two, Halacha Moshe Sinai, basically the same thing. Except you can't learn them out from Sukkim. And it's regarding that stuff that we're told all the Torah was given at Sinai. Then there are details or things that were not learned out, but are able to be learned out from Iyun, from the Midosh HaTarnit Dreshes plan. That's also Dioraisa. The result of those are Dioraisa also, because it's from the Pesukim. Number four, Gezeros. Those are Durabonon. Machloksim are only by number three and four.
V'hachelek hachamishi, and the fifth category, heim hadinim hasui malder chakira v'haskama bedvarm hanohagim bein b'nei adam. So the fifth category are new dinim that come because of analysis and an agreement that this is necessary. We're not talking about something that's going to constitute adding onto a mitzvah and maybe getting into the territory of Baal Tosef or Baal Tigra. Or it's things that are necessary or to the benefit of strengthening Torah. And what is this fifth category? Karosom, takanos u'minhagim. These are the takanos. Here the Rambam's Michalik, we said that the Chedek Revi were gezeros. Those were siyagim. Those were things to protect, to prevent a problem. A takana, kishmo kenu, means something that fixes. V'yasur lavur aleim. And you're not allowed to go against these. V'kfar amr shlomo, ol v'shalom al ha'over aleim, uporeitz geder yishchinu nachash. Someone who breaks the fence gets bit by a snake. And that's referring to someone who doesn't listen to the takanos of Chazal. V'ilu ha'takanos rabos ma'od v'niskaros b'talmud v'mishnah, Mehem b'inyan Isser v'heter. There are many of them mentioned all over Shas. Some of them Isser v'heter. Some of them b'inyanei momenos. Some of them were nitkan al yedei the Nevi'im. Like for instance, Moshe Rabbeinu or Yoshua or Ezra. as we find the Gemara in Megillah. Moshe was Mesakin, Lem Yisrael, that they should be Shoal and Vidarshin, Bechos Pesach, Pesach. Right, that's they should be learning the halachos of the Chag on the Chag. Or we have another Takan of Moshe. He was Mesakin, the Brach of Hazan in benching, Bishal Shiarat Haman Yisrael. About Takanos Yoshua Ve'Ezra Him Rabos. But the Takanos of Yoshua and Ezra, there are many of them. Right, the Gemara in Bava Kamma talks about the many Takanos of Yoshua. We know many Takanos of Ezra and his based in the Anshei Knesset Gedola. There are some Takanos that are Miuchas to Yechidim. Like, for instance, we know that Hillel was Mesakin Prisbol, or Gamliel Azokin was Mesakin things, Yochanan ben Zakkai was Mesakin many things. And many times you find in the Gemara, it says, Hiskin Rabbi Ploni, V'yishmeyam Takanos Miuchasos, the Hamon Chachamim. Some of them are attributed to a group of Chachamim. For instance, we're told that Usha Hiskin, right? Usha was the location where the Sanhedrin moved, when the Sanhedrin moved north after it was in Yavne. So Takana and Usha. O Kamosh Nemer Tiknu Chachamim, or Takanos Chachamim, Kedom Elizaharbe. Imkain, says the Rambam, now that he's gone through the five categories. Kol Hadinim Haniskarim B'Mishnah Nechlokim Al Eilu HaChamisha Chalokim. Some of them are Perusha Mikubalim Epi Moshe. Now we're getting the grand summary. So the first category are Perusha Mikubalim. They have a Remez in the Pasuk. Efshar Leo Sover Malayim Svara. Leo. Or they either have a Remez in the Pasuk or they can be learned out through analysis. That's number one. Number two, we've got Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Number three, we have Masho Tzio B'derech Hekesh Usvara, and there were Machloksim about it. Umehem, number four, Gezeros. Umehem, Takanos. And number five are Takanos. The first three are D'Oraisa, the second two are D'Rabbanan. The Hatam Shet Tzricham Lichtov HaMachlokas HaNoflos Bein Shtei Adeos Humasho Omar Shalachos Elu Nichtovos Psukos Shein Ben Machlokos. So why is it necessary to write the machlokas, that when there's a machlokas between two opinions, why is it necessary to write that machlokas? Because if it's written without the machlokas, it's written stam, just as a halacha psuka, so, and we just completely disregard the opinion of the chacham, who we don't paskin like, efshar, it's possible, so efshar shiyavo achar came, it's possible that afterwards someone will come, he might be of the opinion that was rejected, and he might have a mesora from the other side, or someone might not have a mesora, but they, their own analysis of the sugya brings them to this conclusion, and he'll begin to have a suffix, v'nomar echi kabel za'ish. So he'll start to question. And I'll say, how can I, this person have arrived at the following conclusion? And by writing the other opinion, we're going to prevent ourselves from this problem. Because when someone says, I don't understand, I heard this is usher, how can the Mishnah say it's mutter? We'll be able to say to him, Kein divarta. Right? Well, our concern is he's going to come and say, I understand, I thought this is usher. I always learned this is usher. How can the Mishnah just say it's mutter? So we'll say to him, you're right. Zeu das ploni. What you're quoting is the opinion of so-and-so. Aval rabim cholkem alav, o ploni cholak alav, v'ha'alocha kedas acholik. And we'll tell him, listen, that's a very nice opinion, but the majority paskin against him, and therefore we paskin against him. And the opinion is like the ones who disagree with him, because the second person or the second group, their svara is more nechona. Or maybe we found a raya against the opinion that you're quoting, and that's why we paskin like the other opinion. Okay. Now the Rambam adds another point here. Why is it necessary when there's halacha, when there's rabim and yachid, why do we go out of our way to write both opinions, even the dissenting opinion? Another reason besides what he had just said, So here the Rambam says, because it's important for us also to realize that the Yachid is not insignificant. If it is possible that sometimes we will go with the Yachid, and therefore we don't want to just disregard someone just because he's a Yachid. The Hatam Shetzuch Lichtov Das Ish Echod V'Acharka Chozer Min Adasahi. Why do we need to sometimes write one person's opinion and then write that he changed his mind? Like, for instance, we'll say B'Shamay Omrim Kach V'Sehlo Kach V'Kach. And then we'll end up saying Chazru Beis Hillel Horos K'Beis Shammai. That in the end Beis Hillel changed their mind, they passed on like Beis Shammai. Why do we do that? That's K'dei Lo Diach Avas Emes. This is to show their absolute love for truth. V'Hagboras HaTzedek V'Ha'emuna. And their absolute dedication to what's righteous, to what's right and what's just and what's proper. Shrei Elu Anashim Elu Anashim HaNechbodim HaChasidim HaNedivim HaMuflogim B'Chochma. Because these great scholars, these great people, kishiro divrei hacholek aleihem, tovim mi divreihem, when they saw that someone that they were arguing with made a point that was better than theirs, viyuno nachon, and that the analysis was good, hodulo, they ended up agreeing with them, vichazro ledaito, and they would change their opinions. They would, if someone made an argument to them that they was convincing. Kol shekein shara nashim berosam haemes note. In Baldino Yemok Yech Kemoche no Telemes Velo Yikshorif. And how much more so then should we, who are certainly not on the level of these people, if someone makes a good point against us, we shouldn't be stubborn. We should note that we were incorrect and change. Vizeu Divrei HaKosav, this is what we're told. Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof. Vialze Amru, and this is what Chazal tell us, Havimode Al HaEmes. Ratzalomar. Even though you could probably figure out a way to argue and maintain your position, that this is a nisayon that every Rebbe who gives shir has. You have a Talmud who asks a question. Right? They tell these stories. I've heard it about Rav Shach. I've heard it about Rav Soloveitchik. Someone gets up and he gives a shir. And he's giving a shir, and so Bocher raises his hand, asks a question, and the Magid Shir closes the Gemara and says he's right, my shir is wrong, and he walks down from the shtender. It's very easy for a Rebbe not to take that approach. It's very easy for a Rebbe who knows so much more in general than the Talmud to be able to just dance around the question and not be Modeh HaLaEmes, and says, you know, to cover himself, or even if he's not doing it to cover himself, he's just so set in his perspective, he's not willing to consider another perspective. But that's what we're told by Pirkei Avos. Moda Alemes wrote Zalmar, Afa Pisha Tuchalatzel Nafshka Betainos Tochichios. Even if you are very intelligent and you could get yourself out of it, the question, you could bring proofs. Kishateido Shem Emes, when you know that when someone else is saying is Emes, Tivrei Chavercha, Asher Ta'anoscha Olav Gluya, Mipnei Chulshoso, or Mipnei Yecholtecha Lahatos Emes, Chozer Lidvar V'hariv. No, Latush, you should end the battle right there by saying that he's right. Okay, we will stop here.